an industrial policy aimed at strengthening the capacity of firms to be more competitive on the global market is about to be formulated. The policy to be launched next month will as well support existing and new programs rolled out under the industrial sector. The Minister of Trade and Industry, Hannah Tete, announced this when she presented a paper at the ongoing National Policy Fair in Accra. Rosemary Gazy has more.
The release of the document was at a dialogue session that assessed Ghana's path to industrialization, government's intervention so far. Participants got inspired by the thought-provoking speeches of industrialists like Dr. Dawson Amoa of the Association of Ghana Industries, AGI, and former rector of GIMPA, Professor Stephen Adey. Trade and Industry Minister Hannah Tete called for restructuring of the sector to meet emerging demands of industrialization. She mentioned the new industrial policy as one of the immediate interventions of government.
The industrial policy identifies 21 thematic areas for implementation, and these thematic areas have been categorized into four main components, namely production and distribution, technology and innovation, incentives in the regulatory regime, and cost-cutting issues. The policy is aimed at ensuring that our industrialists are able to offer high quality and competitive products that can compete locally and internationally.
In view of Dr. Amoa, Ghana has had a checkered history of industrial growth since independence.
Together with Malaysia. And Malaysia is one of the largest economies in Southeast Asia and currently one of the world's largest exporters of semiconductors. The Malaysian economy transformed from a low-income supplier of raw materials to middle-income emerging multi-sector markets. By comparison, therefore, it is taking us rather too long to get to the level of industrialization that we aspire to attain. Our manufacturing sector also depends heavily on energy, and any adjustment in the cost of energy has serious implications for industry, as we experienced last year.
Rosemary Gazy filed that report.